Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hello, Jerry. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Weed, whiskey, and wenches.
Hola!
Jerry, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober Jerry. Welcome to Big Daddy. All right. Jerry, our men's room poll. You're going to work a new job. You working in retail, fast food, daycare, or a cook?
Well, my guess is retail would suck the least.
Retail would suck the least. Okay.
Okay.
I think it's just got to, I'm going to date myself,
but you
got to work at like a Target or like a Fred Meyer's around Christmas.
You think that'd be the fun time?
Oh, it'd be the worst.
Oh, okay. All right.
See, Jerry, it's always.
All right, and there's your pimento sandwiches.
Mm-hmm.
I'd eat that.
Mister, I hate tea time, but he likes his little sandwiches without crust.
Without crust.
This is just how they make it.
All right, Jerry.
He likes that southern tea thrill.
Yeah, I mean, like,
right.
I don't know why.
Minding his own business.
Why do they do that? I don't know.
All right, here's your question. What mountain is the tallest point in Greece?
Oh, in Greece. Mount Etna.
Vesuvius.
Olympus.
Olympus.
And Vesuvius is in Italy.
Oh, see, I knew that. Both in the Mediterranean.
Yes. All right, your question. What is the technical name for the pound sign?
Let's see. It's a hash. And a hashtag is another nickname.
That's another nickname, yeah.
But it's not
double.
That.
It's a hashtag, it's the pound sign, it's the number sign, but it's actually...
Duo.
It's named Brian.
Laco.
No, Mike was right, it's Brian. No, it's actually technically called an Octothorpe.
Brian Octothorpe.
Oh, okay.
Octothorpe.
Uh-huh.
Because it has 8 points, and the guy that created it, this is not a joke, was a huge fan of...
Tic-tac-toe?
Now... The famous Thorpe, Pennsylvania. Jim Thorpe.
Jim Thorpe.
Oh.
He literally called it the Octothorpe because he loved Jim Thorpe, and it has 8 points. See, it could have been the Octo Montgomery if it were you.
I'm going to name this number symbol after you.
Jim Thorpe was like, cool.
Thanks, man.
I'd have named it the Tic Tac.
Tic Tac.
There's already a mint named after that, Miles.
I'd have named it the...
That's already a mint.
Doesn't matter. Spell it different.
Well, it's Tic Tac Toe.
Well, it's Tic Tac.
Yeah.
I'd have do a Tic Tac of me eating Tic Tacs and flip-flops. That'll be the whole point. I'm wearing flip-flops eating
tic-tac-toe
while playing tic-tac-toe on TikTok. Join me on TikTok and watch me tic-tacs
and
flip-flops.
Don't be ticky-tacky about it.
Yeah, don't be ticky-tacky and licking my knick-knacks. All right, your question. What island off the coast of California was once called Pelican Island?
Santa Catalina.
Alcatraz.
Alcatraz.
I like the way you threw in the Santa.
I know.
Yeah, very authentic, even though it was wrong.
Authentically wrong.
Yeah. Who was that guy that used to have that show on, like, Sunday mornings? The McLaughlin Group. Wrong!
Oh, yeah.
It's like a political talk show, right. But Mike, he would have on people of, like, Democrats, Republicans, but he'd just be like, wrong! And then correct them.
He was like his own buzzer.
Yeah.
Damn.
All right, your question. What does THC stand for with regards to weed?
tetrahydrocannabinol.
Jerry, ah, nice.
I won't ask how you know that.
You know how he knows.
Have you seen the new one?
What do you mean?
Because THC is like you're going to get stoned.
Yeah.
Then you have CBD, which has like the
relaxing
healing properties.
Right, now there's the new one, CBG or something.
What is CBG?
I don't know. She told me it was in those mints, and I said, all right. Or it was in like a liquid. I said, ah.
Did you drink it?
I did. I said, my hip hurts. I got a 5K tomorrow. She goes, this one has a lot of CBG in it, too. And I said, okay.
It'll work.
CBG is a non-psychoactive cannabinoid found in small amounts in the cannabis plant. It is considered the mother of all cannabinoids, as it is a precursor to THC and CBD.
Damn.
This little drink I had all three of them.
And it helped.
I felt great.
May help with pain, inflammation, and anxiety. Damn. May have neuroprotective effects. May promote bone growth. May have antibacterial
properties. So why don't they just put that in, like, you know, Mountain Dew?
Yeah, no,
I mean, like, just put a couple drops in there. Like, look, it's crap for you, but
here you go.
Yeah, seriously, so we're throwing you a little bone here. Aww. You know, you throw
a little bone there. Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
We're on fire.
Hello, Mike.
Oh, hola.
Hola.
Mike, you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober, baby.
All right, Mike, welcome to Big Dummy. Dumpy. All right, we're going to get a new job there. Mike, you taking retail, fast food, daycare, or to be a cook?
I'm going to have to go with cook.
Cook.
All right. What kind of food would you hope to be cooking?
Barbecue.
Ooh. All right.
What was, of all the places you work, Steve, what was the most difficult style of restaurant to be a cook in?
I mean, I never worked specifically in a French restaurant, but French cooking is almost like baking where everything's super precise. So I worked at Commander's Palace in New Orleans. A lot of
French influence.
Huge French influence. One of the things we had to make, and I hated this, all right, because they would do, even at lunch, they did about 450 tickets, right? I mean, just, it was a constant barrage. Seriously. I mean, but it's a legendary place.
So no, I mean, you're right, but that's just a lot of.
They average 750 to 900 for dinner, 450 for lunch, right? So you're just always busy. But one of the things we served there, some kind of souffle. I do not remember entirely what was in it. But if you wanted the souffle, you had to order it basically when you came in. Yeah, so even when they say, like, hey, can I get you a round of drinks? If you wanted the souffle, you ordered it then. It's about a 20-minute process to make this thing. It's super delicate, but it was placed in an oven that had, like, the double doors. If the door slammed, all of your soufflés would collapse.
So you really,
and in a place like Commander's Pile, you will never serve anything that does not look perfect, right? And it freaking sucked because you would always be gentle with the doors, but you would get busy, and if you turned around and actually elbowed this thing, you can watch like 5 out of 12 souffles just deflate, and you got to start over from scratch. Seriously, I hated that place.
I've only had one once, but it was delicious.
They are very good, but the process of making it sucks.
When the guy started serving us at the steakhouse, he's like, if you want one, order it now.
Order it now.
S-O-U-F? How do you spell it?
F-F-L-E, I believe.
Yeah, you got to have two E's, F-F-L-E. Right? Because it's French.
Is it a dessert?
Yeah, souffle.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a souffle. I've never had it.
If you want one, you better know when you come in.
Huh.
Right? So it puffs up like that. And that oven door would close, but even a little jolt, because it's super delicate, the thing would collapse, and life sucked.
Huh. I'll be damned.
But very good. Very delicious.
I bet this day and age, you could probably buy one at the grocery store. It's like souffle in a cup.
Probably. All right, here's your question. Two elements make up the mineral quartz. Silicon is one of them. What is the other? Two elements.
Granite.
Oxygen.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. All right, multiple choice question for you. Fish, amphibian, reptile, bird, or mammal. What type of animal was the now extinct quagga? Q-U-A-G-G-A. Fish, amphibian, reptile, bird, or mammal. What was a quagga?
Shut your quagga.
Amphibian.
I'm going to go based on the fact that typically Q animals are birds. That it's a bird.
I'm going to go mammal.
What two animals are birds?
Like quail. A quail.
Okay, yeah. That's
and
good. A... no, it's the only thing I can think of that starts with a Q.
Mike, you're right. It is a mammal. Apparently...
You have the quokka, too.
It was a zebra-like striped animal in South America.
All right.
Okay. The quokka.
Oh.
So they had South Africa or America had a zebra, too?
South America.
No, it was a zebra striped, but not a zebra.
Okay. Well, just an animal that has...
Like a zebra striped cat would just be a tiger. Or a tiger striped horse would be a zebra. Like, in fact, we always say duck-billed platypus.
Yeah. And there's I feel no
like,
other platypus.
Well, why don't we call this, why don't we call the duck a platypus-faced water chicken? Right? Why does the duck get top billing describing the platypus? Why can't we describe...
Why does it have to be a water chicken? Call it a water fowl.
Because if you don't call... Well, it's a water chicken. You would say... Because if I don't know what it is, I'd be like, hey, man, there's these weird water chickens that got a platypus face. Right? So a platypus face water chicken. I'm just saying, if you're a duck-billed platypus, why can't it go the other way?
Because they're the top biller.
Yeah.
Buck-tooth.
Hey-o.
Look out.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, your question. What is the name of the cosmic being that eats planets and is a major enemy of the Fantastic Four?
Tina.
Eats planets?
Eats planets.
Wow.
And what'd you say it was?
One of the major enemies of Fantastic Four. I know the Silver Surfer essentially works for this dude.
He's the herald, if you will.
Silver Surfer, hey, I got bad news. My boss is coming, and well, he eats planets.
Yeah.
And you live on one.
The devourer of worlds. He has a stupid headpiece, too.
Oh, Lord, I have no clue.
Ah, yeah, I'm lost.
Galactus.
Galactus.
Galactus. Galactus. Yeah. Look up Galactus. He does not look like something that would eat worlds. And I get it. It's the human manifestation.
What do you think a planet eater would look like? If they said, Mike, hey, man, we need
a little
character.
More monstrous. It looks like a dude in a goofy-ass outfit going, I'm going to eat your planet.
Better look out.
You're right? Like, how did the headpiece come in?
Tummy's rumbling.
I can't spell. I just got a little ferret-looking animal here.
What in the world did you spell?
G-A-L-I-C-T-I-S. Galactus.
Galactus.
I want to hear you on a spelling bee.
That is Galactus. That is Galactus.
Galactus.
Galactus. All right. Your question.
AC.
Actress Julie Andrews won an Oscar for her role in what Disney movie?
Cinderella.
Mary Poppins?
Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah, I got this Galactus guy now. That's like an idiot.
Planet eating fool.
Planets.
If I'm going to have the world eaten, I want to buy a cooler creature. Not Doug.
What planet would you eat in the solar system?
Uranus.
Wow.
That is the correct answer.
Galactus ate Uranus. Have you done that? Have you done that on this planet?
My God.
Have you done that on this planet?
Miles,
I heard about you, Galactus.
No.
Well, we know a guy that gets styes all the time. I'm just saying.
Miles, quit digging.
Stop it.
No pun intended.
Let the joke be.
Oh, God.
You think Silver Surfer drops that joke? I am the herald of doom. Galactus will eat Earth, you should know. He ate Uranus. I'm here all night.
Witness. He pulls out his phone. Check it out.
Look at his eye. All right, your question. What was the name given to the space program that took place between Mercury and Apollo?
Mercury and Apollo.
Mm-hmm. It's also a sign of the zodiac.
Virgo.
Aquarius.
Gemini.
Gemini missions, yep.
Damn it.
We got a lot of people on hold.
I'm enjoying Galactus.
Now. I'm sorry, everybody.
My question number six is where I got you.
You think it floats in? Coming in. Look out.
Okay, I'm gonna start with the Latin countries first. Galactus got it. Then I headed to Atlanta, brother.
Latin countries first.
From what I heard, Venezuela. Yeah, let's start there.
He started from Antarctica, man.
Started at the bottom, worked my way up. All right, question. What military
I'm a munch upon it.
Hey. What military cemetery is located across the Potomac River from the Lincoln Memorial?
Just think famous military cemetery. It's right there.
It's actually named after the town, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. I believe we have that same town in this state.
Mm-hmm. We do.
Much different places.
Yes,
they are.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. Gettysburg?
Gettysburg, Washington.
Arlington.
Arlington.
So we have seven questions now, Mike.
All right, seven questions. Your question, what vehicle was driven by Michael Knight?
Yeah.
Hello, Michael.
Did not include the caboodle.
Now, Kit.
Kit from Knight Rider.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Focus now. Focus.
Focus.
No, it wasn't a Focus. It was a Dodge, I think.
I thought it was a Pontiac.
It was a Pontiac.
Yeah, it was a Pontiac.
Ah, nice try.
Damn it. Would have been funnier if I knew.
All right, your question. Ian Fleming, the author who created James Bond, also wrote one children's book. Was it Where the Red Fern Grows, Charlotte's Web, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang, or A Monster Calls?
Charlotte's Web.
I'll say what A Monster Calls.
Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Was it really?
He wrote James Bond novels and Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
Okay, question nine.
Although it should be noted, if you are in, I believe it is China, the translation for James Bond is Mr. Kiss Kiss Boom Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, seriously. So, something about repeating words.
Sounds like Galactus is back at it again.
Yeah.
I mean, Chitty Chitty Bang Bang and James Bond both have unrealistic weapons and flying cars.
You know, that is very true. All right, here's your question. World War II secret agent Yo Thomas and Serbian double agent Dusko Popov.
Oop, he just donged us.
He gave up.
I was going to say, they were the real-life inspiration for what fictional character?
Boris and Natasha.
James Bond.
Oh, okay.
That is the most like anticlimactic end of this segment. I'm sorry to everybody that was on hold for this.
He was at question nine.
What's
and
the record?
Our biggest dummies are Danny and Melody at 11. So he was getting right up there,
climbing his way.
I figured the Night Ranger question. I'm like
Night Rider.
Night Rider. Goddamn Night Ranger.
Sister Christian. Yes.
Never mind.
You can still rock in America. Was a good guess. Head Chef Scout Up Ted's Meat and Potatoes has everyday food and drinks that damage your health. And we've got your emails on the way next from the men's room at KISW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.